This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Vincent will be here in hour number two. But until then, he'll be talking with Bert Bertonis. But until then, I'm here. I'm keeping the chair warm for him. And with me today, or engineering the broadcast, is Jason. And I'm not sure if we can take phone calls today or not. The usual number is 866-582-9933. Okay, and joining us today is Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Gwyneth. How are you? I'm fine.
Thank you. And we're going to be talking today about the differences between on-grid and off-grid living. So, and also on-grid and off-grid prepping as well. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think I sent you an email a little bit earlier. today, I'm interviewing Kathy, but in a week or two's time, I think that Kathy might be interviewing me. But I basically sent her an email earlier telling her something in my life story going back several generations. But I don't think we'll be talking about that now. But it is quite a difference. And, I've lived on grid before, and I've even done prepping on the grid, and it is a little bit different. Oh my gosh. But, that's not what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be the differences between being on the grid and being a prepper, and being off the grid and being a prepper. And if it seems as if I'm talking a bit sluggish, it's just after 2 a.m. in the morning here, and I have literally been awake for minutes before the broadcast. So I will hand it over to Kathy, and I'll let her chill. Can you think of any differences? Could you tell us what it's like to be a prepper and to be, living on the grid and as a prepper, and the reasons why you're doing that?
Gwyneth, part of the reason why I believe I have done it, there's a few reasons. I think one is, first of all, I just have a sense that it's very wise to do that right now. I believe I started probably very slowly, but I think it was kind of in my blood because my grandparents and my father and mother grew up during the Depression. And I remember hearing stories about my dad saying that They didn't have, like, the shoes were worn out, and they would put cardboard in the bottom. And he would walk miles to try to find jobs, to caddy, or to try to find yard work or other jobs. And he talked about having, if they had bread, all they would have is lard, and they would sprinkle a little sugar on it. And sometimes that was either a meal or that was a snack at night if you were hungry. So I heard those stories, and my grandmother, she grew up in the Depression. She was born in the late 1800s. I think 1886 is when she was born, and she was raising a family when the Depression hit, and she almost lost her farm. But I didn't learn those skills because by the time I came around, she was probably close to 70, and I don't think she was aware, and she didn't, I mean, she talked about having chickens and things, but by that time she was not in good health, and so they moved into a rural area, but not on a farm. It was just a small house with a small yard so they can maintain it. So I think I heard and I've lived those stories. So I started, I think, thinking about it when I had my children, and we lived out in the country, and we had a couple power outages, and I had four small children. And the first time it hit me, we had a well, and I didn't have any water. And that changed after that real quick. I quickly learned that this was my responsibility. So I started prepping slowly, and it was really starting in the basement. I asked my husband to buy shelves for me or cabinets, and I started buying canned goods and rice, and I ramped up my garden a little bit, and I would can. And we had farms around us, so I would buy things, and I would can quite a bit in the fall and make applesauce and canned tomatoes. So for me, it was watching the sign of the time. And I think that with the whole pandemic happening, I think if you haven't woken up and really realized that you have to try to be as independent as you can and do as much as you can and learn. So that's where I started, was just watching that I didn't want it to be dependent. I wanted to learn. And I'm not as knowledgeable as like you and Vince and Rich as far as the animal part of it. Mine are more on the sowing, the gardening, the outdoor, the canning, the dehydrating, the food process. A lot of that is mine, and I do small repairs and things like that, but that's really where I started, was just knowing how difficult it was for my mom and dad, and literally not having money. My aunt had one dress, and my grandmother would wash and iron that every couple days when she went to school. That's all the money that they had.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think that something that really came out when I was emailing you earlier was about how my family, they also had a pretty tough time during the Great Depression. And my family were also, they were actually often quite wealthy people. But there was one branch of the family in particular that really, during the Great Depression, did not have much money. But even those parts of the family that were more wealthy, that there'd been poverty in the family for a few generations before that. And I think that this is the common theme that I'm noticing with talking with people that have become involved in prepping or that are interested in prepping, is that I often hear that their families had a really rough time during the Great Depression, or that their families were quite poor, and that they had maybe a lot of children and had to make ends meet, had to feed the children, and were not willing to just lie down and let their families be destroyed. This is a really, really common theme that I'm hearing a lot.
And actually, I was just watching a video on the Great Depression this afternoon, and it was the same thing again, where you had families that were, you know, during the Depression, they were often quite wealthy families, and they lost everything. And if it hadn't been for Mum, and or usually it was Mum, usually Dad was trying to find work, but usually it was Mum that was at home, and she would be learning how to keep chickens, learning to grow vegetables, learning how to mend, learning how to sew, and, you know, often learning how to fix things. Even something as the cooking pot with a hole in it, that can really ruin your night if that's your only cooking pot and you've got a tribe of children to feed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Gwyneth, and I remember reading a comment once when this pandemic first hit, and there was a woman who had a dog, and it really opened my eyes to see how people thought, and she said, well, I couldn't get any dog food, and I think my dog would starve. And the first thing I thought of was, you can feed your dog table food. You can feed them meat, and you can feed them carrots and vegetables and rice if you have to. I mean, the fact that she didn't even think about it told me that a lot of people just are not critically thinking.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And besides which, in the wild, you know, dogs will only eat a couple of times a week, two or three times a week. You know, and people have become real, and they will eat the most disgusting food that is completely inedible for humans, and yet dogs will eat it. You know, people have become completely disconnected from reality. They have forgotten a whole lot of rural-type skills or preparedness-type skills. It's not just that they have forgotten how to cook and how to, you know, how to grow food, how to keep chickens, or how to keep rabbits. They've almost forgotten how to keep themselves. Does that make sense? They don't even know what they ought to eat for themselves. So they're actually completely unable to provide for their own nutrition, you know, let alone being able to find substitute foods for their dogs or for their cats. And here's another thing I've been hearing is people have been worried about their cats going hungry. I have never really genuinely heard of any cat that has really gone hungry when it's left to itself long term, because you let them outside and they might have no food for two or three days, and then they figure out how to catch birds, and they figure out how to catch rats and mice, and then they're not hungry again. Then they're never hungry again in their whole life. But people have forgotten that. Okay, we're heading into a break. We'll be back on the other side of the break in a few minutes. And we'll be discussing more about preparedness on the grid versus preparedness off the grid. And also why people don't prepare.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, Vic speaking. Vincent will be with us in hour number two. But in the meantime, I'm keeping the chair warm for him. And I have Kathy with me on the line. And we're talking about today on-grid versus off-grid living and also why people don't become preppers. And why is it, do you think, Kathy, the reason why people do not get involved in the preparedness way of life? Why do you think that is?
Well, I was thinking about this the last few days, and I have about 5 or 6 things that made me think that this is probably why some people don't. I think they're all probably pretty equal, but one of the things I think that if you say to someone that you are a prepper or that you are out rural, I think there's a perception that you're uneducated or they mock you or you're kind of humiliated that you're not doing something like you're not a computer programmer or you're not a professor at a university, so you don't have the same kind of intelligence. So I think some people are embarrassed to admit it, but I think for me, I think some of the things that people don't, why they don't do it is I think some people are overwhelmed, and instead of thinking I will take it a little bit at a time, they just think they throw their hands up. Or another reason, I think, is a lot of people have a lack of skills, and they probably feel the overwhelming pressure of their how would they ever learn it. So those two, I think, are probably the one. But I think the other is people have the sense that it's always going to be like this. The government will take care of me. There are always going to be grocery stores. Instead of thinking, but what if I can't get it? Or can I do these myself? Not only that, but save money. And one of the benefits that I have found living rural is the appreciation of, like, nature. To me, I go out in my yard, I go out in my garden, and to see the caterpillars and the birds and the fruits of my labor, and to watch butterflies, or, you know, watch my dog, you know, play in the yard and stuff, or the fish in the pond and enjoy all that. It just, I guess it just brings me closer to God and his awesome earth that he gave us and nature. But the couple of the things I think people just are not, they don't have the knowledge and they don't have the skills. And rather than saying, okay, I need to learn and I need to work at it, they just throw their hands up.
Yeah, I would tend to agree there. And the other thing is that unfortunately, I mean, obviously this is not how I think, and this is not how you think, but there has been a lot of, let's just say, propaganda against people who are interested in survival and preparedness through the media. And this has been through, there's been a number of television shows over the years that they have tended to throw us in the tinfoil hat basket end of the spectrum, and that's certainly not true, you know. And like I said, usually it's just because our own families have at one time or another fallen upon hard times. And we talk on this show a little bit about epigenetics. And what that means is it means it's a set of genetic and spiritual, a blend of spiritual and genetic traits that have led to a person's ancestors surviving. And that set of traits tends to get passed down through the generations. And maybe it is that people who, I mean, I certainly agree that people, you know, I can hear music again. but on the other side of the break, we'll go into a bit more about why this is so, of why people, some people are preparedness-minded and other people are not.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced his statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations being made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contained pornography. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thursday night football was played in the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Raiders in overtime 30-27. Scoring the winning touchdown, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert started the year as the MVP in the Oregon Ducks Rose Bowl win. After the game, he tells Fox Sports the secrets of his success.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and you know, they've done such a great job of battling this year, and I'm really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers are out of playoff contention. The Las Vegas Raiders' playoff hopes look like a bridge too far as their record drops to 7-7. Russian violations have led to harsh penalties on Russian Olympians that will eliminate their flag and anthem at the next Olympics. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of outright banning Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing them to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 were postponed for the first time in their history. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will now be held on July 23, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaacs speaking here. I'm keeping the chair warm for Vincent. Vincent will be on the show in hour number two. In the meantime, I'm here with Kathy, and we're talking about preparedness on-grid and versus off-grid, and the reason why people don't prepare. And Kathy was talking before the break about the reasons why she thought that people didn't prepare. And the thing that really stood out to me was how you mentioned, Kathy, that there's a lot of what I would call normalcy bias out there, which means people think that the world will go on as it's always gone on. And this is, people would think that this is something that, you know, maybe only really urbanized people, that they would think that way, and that maybe rural people would be a bit more accustomed to the world changing, because in the countryside, you're very aware that not every year is the same. And yet I had one of my friends say to me the other day, I had them say, so we all live this lifestyle, which is like the normie-type lifestyle, and you live differently to all of us. So what makes you different to the rest of us, you know? And it pretty well was. It was a couple of things. It was that another area that I have is common law activism, which means that I believe in standing on my common law rights, but we won't discuss that today. But it's also in the area of prepping. And this person had actually spent a lot of years at sea. And at sea, you've got to be prepared, because you're on a floating island. And you're on a floating island for months at a time. And if you don't have enough, then you're going to end up suffering in the end. And that's what we're like as preppers. We believe that you've got to have what you need to have before you need it, because when you need it, you might not be able to get it. Does that make sense? That's what you were saying. We're not taking for granted that what we need is going to be in the shops when we need to get it. And a lot of people in the normal world, you know, in the normie world out there, they sort of can't see that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, Gwyneth, it really does. And I think that the points that you brought up about the normalcy bias, I mean, how many people actually say, oh, this is really great that you're prepping? Most people give you that, they think you're crazy look, and they don't agree with
that. Yeah.
or they believe, they'll say, and I've heard this to people, oh, I'm coming to your house. You know, I've heard that a lot. Like, they're going to let you do all the work. But I also think that there's some fear, because if you have to think about taking care of things yourself, then, and you don't feel confident, there's a fear that goes along with that, that you're not going to be able to take care of your family, so they, you just don't want to think about it. And I've had people just delete or comment like, oh, I'm not worried about that if I send them information.
Yeah, that can be a real problem. And if somebody said that to me, whereas I'll say, well, you know, I normally don't advertise it. I normally just do it. That you know, that I'm into preparedness. But it's people like, I don't own a working, I don't own a car that works. So I have to get friends to help me with transport, and that includes to the grocery store. So I have a particular friend that saw, you know, the multiple sacks of flour coming into my house, and so I raised the question, well, what's this? You know, what's happening here? And so I sort of explained that this was, I could see that things were going south and there was supply chain breakdowns and that sort of thing. And, you know, that's the thing. You do tend to get looked at as if you have three heads. But I've gotten beyond the point of caring. And I've also generally just put it out there. By the way, I did a personality test the other day, and it said I'm very low on politeness. So, I'm going to nicest possible way. I'm not going to be very polite if random people come around here thinking that I'm going to help them out with food, because that ain't going to happen. And I'm not going to be very polite about it. Now, I have two sons, and if they came around hat in hand, you know, one of them's moved out and the other one's just about to move out, if in a crisis they came around hat in hand, of course I would help them. And I've told them ahead of time, listen, if you're in trouble, you can come home and I will help you, but you're going to have to work. You're not going to be freeloading. So this is, you know, but that's about, and I mean, your girlfriends maybe, you know, if you're that attached to them and you're living with them, or if you've gotten married and all of that, but you'd better let your girlfriends know ahead of time that they will be working too, and because I'm not going to have freeloaders around here, and I'm a pretty interesting and unique person, and so like I say, I'm on the bottom end of the politeness spectrum, and anyway, this is it. So I don't really care that people think that I have three heads, because I'm getting prepared, because at the end of the day, I look at it like this. You might think that I've got three heads, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one who's surviving. I'm going to be the little red hen, and you're going to be the goose and the cow and the duck. So, which means that I'm going to be the one with the loaf of bread, and you're going to be the one who's sitting there watching me eat it. But you're not going to be, because you're not going to be around, because I'm not going to let you be around unless you're my son or my son's girlfriend. And even then, you're going to be made to work. So, yeah, I think that people who are... I think that that's what stops a lot of people, because I don't think a lot of people... I really think that a lot of people do care about what other people think about them. That can be a really big hindrance to them becoming involved in learning survival and preparedness-type skills. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely, Gwyneth. I think that... I agree with you. I don't really tell people that much. There's a few people I will suggest. I had told one lady once, you know, when this whole thing first started, and all she said was, well, I'll just get two jars of peanut butter and I should be good. So
wow.
that was her assessment. So I think that if people are willing to listen, maybe you can go a little farther. I think one of the things that I know you have done, and Vince and probably all the instructors, is we have tried to refine and enhance our skills and our knowledge. And I am still going to try to do more of that through the winter when I'm not out in the garden, and just try to keep enhancing those skills and learning more things to be as independent as I can. And Gwyneth, I think one of the benefits for me with being at home is the fact that I have close relationships with my family. And I was a stay-at-home mom with four children, and it gave me the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my children and my family. But as my father got older and my mother-in-law got older, I was able to be caregivers, in a sense, to them, more my father than my mother-in-law. And I was able to help sister-in-laws and aunts and uncles as they got older. But I like the fact that I could have the relationship with my children, and all my children have come back to me and said that, Mom, we're so glad that you were home and that you were there if we were sick and if we needed someone. So I think that the relationship issue and the more time that you have for yourself and for them, when you're not commuting and you're not having to buy expensive clothes and an expensive wardrobe, that that's a real benefit to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean there, because I also homeschooled my children for a number of years. And, you know, it's a funny thing, because in our family, we are all type A personalities. We're all alphas in our family. So you get three alphas. And my husband was an alpha as well, by the way, but he died in 2003 when my boys were babies. But you get three type A personalities, you know, communicating with each other. And it can be a really interesting conversation, and it can look to outsiders like you're all locking horns, when actually you're actually just having a really animated discussion. You're just working things out. And you know, but the thing is, we had a group call the other day on the phone, where my son, I think my son was there, and, you know, I was there on the phone, and my other son was on the, you know, the other phone. And what happened was we were all discussing what was going to happen in the future. And it got quite animated, and it got reasonably heated, but it was okay, because this was just us working things out. But at the end of it, he said, my son that has already moved out, he said, listen, Mum, I love you. And I said, I love you too, son. And he said, we just want everything to work out the best for everyone. And I said, yeah, that's right. You know, and that although we'd had quite an animated discussion, you know, for probably about an hour or 90 minutes before then, that we were all able to recognize that what we were looking at was finding the best solution so that everybody could be looked after, you know. And, you know, that's the thing, and I think that only comes out with people when the mother has been able to spend a lot of time at home with her children.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Vincent will be joining us in hour number two. And he's got Bert Bertonis with him, and they will be discussing all sorts of things mechanical and to do with electrical circuits after the top of the hour news. But in the meantime, I've just got a few more minutes left with you, Kathy, and I would like to know if there's anything that you would like to just share with the class in closing, of how they can overcome this problem that they might have of not knowing where to begin with learning preparedness type skills. If you had somebody that wanted to become involved with preparedness but really didn't know where to begin, what advice would you give them of how they could get started in learning how to be prepared for whatever might be coming down the track?
I think that the first thing I would say is just gather up your confidence that you can do it. And if you know someone that would be willing to teach you or talk to you or get books, resources, I mean, there's shows like this, there's YouTube videos, there's a lot on the internet. I think just try it. I really didn't have anybody teach me. My mom died when I was 8 years old, and my grandparents were too old to really teach me. They were not in good health by the time I came along. So I pretty much self-taught everything that I have done. So I would say just start doing it. Even if, like, let's say it's basic sewing skills. Even if you just get a couple $100 used machine, you can get a good machine. And even if all you do is mend and restitch seams that have come out or do hems, you can save yourself a lot of money. And basic cooking, just try it. And I think there's a sense of satisfaction once you start doing things and you do them with your own two hands. But I would say just start, even if it's 2 or 3 or 5% of your monthly grocery or your income that you can take and just start buying, even if it's canned goods and bags of rice or things for the freezer, and just keep educating yourself. I would say books and get the knowledge so that if you lose electricity or the internet, you can't find what you wanted to find, you have that information right in front of you. But I just think that just be like a sponge and absorb as much as you can and do basic skills. And if you know somebody that is wise, my husband's kind of like this. He knows just about everything, a little bit of everything about everything. In some areas he's very talented in, and I'm on the domestic side. There's a lot that I have self-taught. I have been self-taught, and I guess as I made my mistakes, I learned from them. But I would just say just start doing it. You make the room, save money, don't go out to eat or don't buy expensive clothes. Just start preparing, and it, you get a sense of self-satisfaction that if things do go south, you at least have the knowledge. Maybe buy seeds, buy heirloom seeds, and at least you know you have that and get, increase your garden and your ability to learn, like, what do you need to do to have a productive garden. But I wanted to say, too, that before we get off the air, that I wanted to say that I feel like you are a very strong woman with many talents, and for you to raise two children on your own and to have your farm and to go what you have gone through, that I just think that you've had an incredible life, and that you really are a very strong and capable woman.
Well, thank you for that. There's been a lot of times when I know we've just had the bumper music, no whining, and there actually have been a lot of tears in there with me, and just basically me crying out to God for help. And I think that that's another thing that people need to not be afraid to do, is that they need to not be afraid to cry, because these are tragic times, but they don't need to stop there. They don't need to be overwhelmed by their tears. They need to pray to God for guidance. And then after they've had a bit of a cry, they need to get up and they need to start doing something. And even if the results of that something are completely pathetic, and even if they fail, it sure beats just sitting there doing nothing. Thank you so much. I can hear the music again. Thank you so much for coming on air with us today, Kathy. It's been a real honor and a real privilege to speak with you. And we'll speak again next week. And I think that next week it'll be you interviewing me. And that will be quite interesting.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.